Hello, dearest brethren. God bless you. Welcome to the radio program in Radio Blast. Welcome all of you, and welcome Brother Joseph. Welcome to you too. You're always welcome because you're emceeing, so I need you. So what do we have for today? Will you preach today so I can take a break? No, I'm not. Look, I am going to just ask you questions, and I hope Jesus will answer. Not you, but Jesus will answer. I have an easy job. I open the mouth, and Jesus feels it. Thank you, Lord. We want to talk about some news. We want to talk about some news, see what's happening in the world. There are many prophetic news lately that are happening. For example, there is one. Let's see, let me find it. From ANSA, that says lightning strikes kill men in Poland and injure dozens of people across Europe. I want to talk about a little bit about these lightning strikes. This morning I was going through the international news in English, and again I found another news. It says in several parts of Europe happens this. It says lightning strikes hit several parts of Europe, including a park in Paris and a football pitch in Germany. Another lightning strikes at the concert. Lots of people got stricken. And a few days ago also in Germany it happened. Very, very interesting. In Poland, dozens injured. In Paris, at a children's party, also several hurt. After a freak thunderstorm hit Europe. And in Germany, 35 injured. Paris, 6 are injured. In Paris, again in a park, there is a lightning strike that hit several people. Then it says a bolt of lightning killed a man hiking in mountains in southwest Poland on Saturday. So basically, what's happening? It's like a kind of there is no more protection over Europe. It seems like there is no more protection over Europe. They said we don't need God anymore. They don't need God anymore, so they say that's it. So the protection over Europe is lifted, basically. For so many years, Europe tried to get rid of Christianity, and now they made it with all these Muslims coming in. And you see what's happening in Europe, such a disaster. In Germany, they're putting signs in Germany that in swimming pools, you cannot touch the women's breast in swimming pools. They put a bunch of signs around. Well, if you cannot change the heart of a person, how will you be able to change actually the person? You need to touch their heart for them to be changed, not just with signs. You don't make it just by putting a sign up. Another story. Israel, the Palestinians court the Egyptian President Sisi like a sponsor for their peace talks. Israel, Palestinians court Egypt's Sisi as broker in peace talks. Israeli and Palestinian officials have been pushing Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to assume a lead mediating role in attempts to restart the fraught peace process ahead of a conference in Paris on Friday. So basically what they are doing, biblically speaking, they are getting ready to have peace in Israel. It's wonderful to look at the news knowing the Bible prophecies. So Israel and Palestinians are asking the Egyptian president to be the leading role, to mediate in the peace talks between them. Why is this important, this news? I said that it could happen in 2016, a possible peace treaty between Israel and Palestine. And look, now both of them, Israel and Palestine, they both agreed to put Sisi as the role. Now everybody's going to say that Sisi could be the Antichrist. Until now they said it's Erdogan. Now probably they're going to change. Everybody goes wherever the wind blows. No, the Antichrist is not Sisi, neither Erdogan. Who's the Antichrist? Is Gog, who comes from Magog. And what's his name and surname? The Antichrist is Obama, they say. The Antichrist is Erdogan. The Antichrist is this and the Antichrist is that. They better stop. We don't know yet the name and surname of the Antichrist. Those who say that Gog is Turkey and Magog is Erdogan, now probably they're going to move to Egypt now, and they're going to say the Antichrist comes from Egypt, not more from Turkey, because some of them say that Gog is Turkey. So basically, Israel says that they prefer the peace plan that Egypt plan of peace rather than France's plan of peace. This in light of the future nearby summit at Paris about it. Why is this? Why do they prefer Egypt? Palestinians don't like France. So Egypt, historically, is a friend of Israel for about 30 years now. They pretty much agree with Israel. Egypt and Israel pretty much agree. Sisi has pro-Israel politics. And he is Muslim also, so it goes good also with the Palestinians, because he's Muslim, Sisi. So I do expect that Egypt will have quite a role in these peace talks, and also in the seven-year covenant, peace covenant of the Antichrist, which I think it could be this year. Let's continue. Another article talks about the Pope who goes around doing public relations. Here is the Pope in a photo with some Jews looking at the Hebrew New Temple. The Pope is going around trying to make peace. The Popeate is doing a lot of politics. Let's read 2 Thessalonians 2:4. 2 Thessalonians 2:4, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He shows himself that he is God. So we know that out of the scripture, that the temple of God in Israel will have to be built. So far, it didn't happen, but it will. Because of a peace treaty, Israel will allow. Excuse me, the Palestinians, the Muslims will allow to the Jews to make a temple. It's prophesied, so it will happen. There is a photo here in the news of the Pope looking with some Jews together at the building of the temple. And the miniature, the temple in miniature. And the Pope in this picture is looking... is looking together with some rabbis. They're looking together at the model of the new Hebrew temple. Very, very prophetical. A temple will raise up. They are going to build a temple. The Pope is ready to give his blessing. And I think very soon we're going to see a temple in Jerusalem raising. Very soon we're going to see it. We're very close. Then another article says... that the Pope declares that I never thought about resigning. You know, there were rumors that he was going to resign as a Pope. But I can see that that's not gonna happen. He says that he does not think about resigning. That's another important news. He's very successful, and he probably now, even if he thought about resigning, doesn't want anymore because he sees he has lots of popularity. Even the gays sustain him, the Muslims like him. Anu says that he's giving rewards to George Clooney and Richard Gere. Who's Richard Clooney? Richard Clooney is a nominal Catholic. Richard Gere is a on fire Buddhist, 100% Buddhist. So what does the Pope do? He gives him a reward to Richard Gere. Why? I don't know why he rewards him. Probably because he's always for the peace, Richard Gere. So that's why he rewarded him. The point that I want to say is that the Pope goes to reward George Clooney and Richard Gere. What do these guys, Richard Gere, number one Buddhist in the world, what does he have to do with Christ? And you go reward him? Then the news should be the Pope is trying to evangelize Richard Gere, not giving him a reward. He doesn't believe in Jesus, so why this doesn't witness to him? Why doesn't evangelize him? Hey, you're not doing right, Mr. Pope. I really pray this Pope becomes a real Catholic. Because so far, he's not. You're not even a Catholic. Dear Pope, I want to ask you, when will you start evangelizing about Jesus? When will you start doing your job as a Christian? You know, the Muslims go to you, dear Pope, with the Quran and evangelizes you. And how come you don't pull out the Bible to evangelize them? Dear Pope, I want to ask you, when will you start talking about Jesus and about salvation to others and about the Holy Spirit, about being born again, about going to heaven? You know, in the heaven you will not go through Buddha, okay? This Pope here is giving rewards to a guy who doesn't even believe in Jesus. He doesn't believe that Jesus is the Savior. And you go reward him? Please, Lord, help me to not start crying. You know what? You have the microphone. You have a worldwide stage, basically. You have all the world TVs on you, looking to you. And you talk about Buddha, and you reward the Buddhist, the most active Buddhist that there is around. It's like the scripture that says that they talk as the world. They live in the world and they talk as the world. You know, if I were in the Pope's shoes, I would have gotten offended when the gays elected him the man of the year. You know, they elected the Pope the man of the year, the gays, the homosexuals. If they would have elected me, I would have freaked out. So I repeat again, dear Pope, about Jesus and his salvation, when are you going to talk about it? When will you talk about Jesus? It's good to speak their language, but to bring them to Christ. You know, I also become one with people, but I don't deny my faith. As soon as I can, I start witness to them and I evangelize them. Yes, we do need to talk Buddhist with the Buddhists. But this only if this is a vehicle to bring the Buddhists, like Richard Gere, to Christ. You know, don't give him a reward and you say goodbye. Continue like this. Fine, give him a reward. Give him a reward, but you evangelize him. Fine, do what you want, but evangelize him. Richard Gere is super active to propagate his Buddhism everywhere. If this Pope does not start talking about Christ, you know that his name as the Pope, people will, when they think about him, they're going to be confused. They're going to say, okay, the Pope is on the side of the Buddhism also. So it's like a mixed ecumenism. It's like a deceit that the devil is deceiving the religions of the day. This ecumenism without the Christ is good for nothing. The real ecumenism has to have Christ in the center. Cannot be an ecumenism with a bunch of religions that don't believe in Christ. Yes, it's true. The Bible says to become one with the people, but to bring them to Christ. We cannot become one with them and tolerate their evil. We need to bring them to Christ. That is the goal. Yes, make friends with them, but to bring them to Christ. That's the goal. Why the Pope doesn't reward some missionary in China who was tortured for his faith? Why he doesn't do this? Why he doesn't go finance a missionary who's trying to build some wells in Africa? Go and finance some Catholic priest who's really working in India. I was in India and there were Catholic priests inviting me to eat. They were there really, really working for God. I was in India and I went to a convent, Catholic convent. It was me and a couple of other missionaries were witnessing. And he said, okay, wait for me here. He went, came with the supervisor and he asked me, oh, are you Protestants? No, we are just simple Christians. We are helping people, we are volunteers. They thought about it, and for a whole week they gave us to eat. Every day they were inviting us to the convent, and we were able to eat there for free. They were helping us like that. God bless them. Really, really sweet. There was one time a priest who said, I love very much missionaries like you who go around the world helping people. And he was always serving us. One more news. So, in two different instances in USA, two acrobatic jets, they were very good pilots, some of the best, in the same time, in two different exhibitions, two separated exhibitions, in the same time, in the space of a few minutes, actually, in between, they had an accident. They had an accident and they died. So you know what this means? That God is not blessing the pride of USA. The glory of the USA is falling because they abandoned me. It's the first time it ever happened like that. That the same accident happened contemporary in two different states, but the same thing happened. They had the accident and died. Two acrobatic jets. They were doing an exhibition in the air with planes, and two of the best pilots in this exhibition died. And it happened in two different towns, kind of in the same time, just a few minutes in between difference. They have liberty in USA. They have the liberty to do everything. They have the freedom to be Satanist, and many of them are. And what once upon a time there was a great America, now it became like a garbage. You know, America now, the United States has $33 billion debt. God is lifting up his protection from USA. Just like Israel forsook God, the same it happens with the United States these days. They used to be favored by God, but now God doesn't favor them anymore. They are under curse. Basically, United States is under curse. I think God's curse. They don't want God. They don't want prayer in schools. They don't want God in the public places. They don't want the Ten Commandments. So now they just have the devil. The devil is left only. I'm not talking about the sheep there. I'm talking about the bad seed. Psalm 9:17. What does God say? Psalm 9:17, it says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." This is what's happening to the United States now. The nations that forgot God. United States is forgetting God these days. The same was with Israel. But they forgot God, and Israel became like the garbage of the world. They were always persecuted. God took his blessing away from Israel, and they are persecuted all the time. The Muslims now persecute him. Through the centuries, they've been persecuted all the time, and they continue to be persecuted even today. Jeremiah 3:20-21. "Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says the Lord. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God." They have forgotten the Lord their God, and in the days of Jeremiah, God destroyed Israel. This is in the Old Testament, the false prophets say. Now we're under grace. No, God says, "I am allowing the Antichrist now to come and destroy you Christians who are half asleep. I am the eternal, and I do not change." Yes, there is grace, but for those who walk in grace, but those who don't obey are fallen from grace. See in Galatians, it's written that people are fallen from grace. Psalm 50:22. "Now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver." Jeremiah 13:24-37. "Therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passeth away by the wind of the wilderness. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, says the Lord God, because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore will I discover thy skirts upon thy face, and thy shame may appear. I have seen thine adulteries and thy neighings, the lewdness of thy whoredom, and thy abominations on the hills, in the fields. Woe unto you, O Jerusalem! Wilt thou not be made clean? When shall it once be?" This is what the Lord says. This is how God works. Blessings to those who obey, and stripes on those who don't obey. God is not stupid. God, our God, is not a dead crucifix. Christ resurrected. We are not here to worship a dead guy like the pagans say, "Oh, the Christians worship a dead guy." Yes, there is a time to look at the cross, but you cannot always look at the cross. At that Christ dead on the cross. The true Christ is not dead on the cross. He's resurrected. Christianity today is fallen into the quagmire. Brethren, who don't want to be in the quagmire, get out of those dead churches, out of those passive churches, and follow Jesus. Let's get going. The devil is moving. Let us move also. There are other news also, but I will stop here.